Job, chapter 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, "Shouldn't the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should your boastings make men hold their peace? And when you mock, will no man make you ashamed? For you say, 'My doctrine is pure, and I am clean in your eyes.' But oh, that God would speak, and open his lips against you, and that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, for he is manifold in understanding. Know therefore that God exacts of you less than your iniquity deserves. Can you by searching find out God? Can you find out the Almighty to perfection? At the height of heaven, what can you do? Deeper than Sheol, what can you know? The measure of it is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he passes through, and shuts up, and calls to judgment, then who can hinder him? For he knows false men. He sees iniquity also, even though he does not consider it. But a vain man is void of understanding. Yes, man is born as a wild donkey colt. If you set your heart aright, and stretch out your hands toward him, if iniquity is in your hand, put it far away, and don't let unrighteousness stay in your tents. Surely then you will lift up your face without spot. Yes, you will be steadfast, and will not fear. For you will forget your misery. You will remember it as waters that are passed away. And your lifetime will be clearer than the noonday. Though there is darkness, it will be as the morning. And you will be secure, because there is hope. Yes, you will search about you, and will take your rest in safety. Also you will lie down, and none will make you afraid. Yes, many will make suit to you. But the eyes of the wicked will fail. And they will have no way to flee. And their hope will be the breathing out of the soul.